The new mission, Syrian High Council. The new mission is not to escape your world, it is to sanctify it. The old mission emphasized awakening. The new mission emphasizes demonstration. You are no longer being asked merely to seek the truth. You are being asked to become truth in action. Where fear demands reaction, become calm. Where division demands allegiance, become unity. Where deception seeks attention, become quiet. Discernment. The greatest transmission in this era will not come through words spoken upon stages, but through heart centers that refuse to abandon compassion while the world experiences acceleration. Many expected dramatic rescues from the stars. Instead, the stars have chosen to awaken themselves through you. This is why your inner work can no longer be postponed. Every unresolved wound becomes amplified. Every healed wound becomes a beacon that silently influences thousands you may never meet. The new mission of the Awakened Soul Complexes consists of five sacred pillars. Firstly, become internally sovereign. Allow no ideology, institution, personality, or fear to replace your direct relationship with the infinite creator. Secondly, anchor coherence. Your nervous system is becoming an instrument complex through which higher harmonics may enter your planetary field. Peace isn't passive, it is technology. Thirdly, build communities rather than audiences. The age of isolated teachers is giving way to networks of service where wisdom circulates freely instead of collecting around personalities. Fourthly, create beauty. Music, art, kindness, architecture, gardens, healing, education, and laughter generate frequencies that counterbalance despair more effectively than endless conflict. Fifth, remember joy. Many spiritual seekers have mistaken seriousness for wisdom, yet joy is one of the highest signatures of alignment. It is proof that your soul complex recognizes its eternal nature, even while walking within time. Do not concern yourselves with proving whether you belong among the 144,000 souls. Such concern strengthens the personality instead of the spirit. Ask instead, how may I serve today? In answering this question sincerely, you align with the frequency regardless of labels. The coming years will invite humanity to choose repeatedly between contraction and expansion, fear and love, separation and remembrance. Every choice ripples farther than your physical senses perceive. We ask you to become living lighthouses. Not because darkness is winning, but because light naturally reveals what was hidden. Revelation often appears chaotic before it becomes liberating. Walk gently, speak truth with kindness, protect your inner stillness. As you would protect a sacred flame, know that you are never abandoned. Across dimensions, countless civilizations honor your courage. For Earth is undertaking a transformation that many once believed impossible. We leave you with this remembrance. Realize that the mission was never to become extraordinary. The mission was to remember that the infinite creator expresses itself through ordinary acts of extraordinary love. Hence, we leave you, beloveds.